One. Hey everybody, how's it going? You're listening to Red Pills with Yoshi.
Alex.
Hello.
Hell yeah! Alright, if you're listening and want to watch, you can check us out on YouTube as HSR Exotics. And if you're watching and want to listen, you can check us out on whatever streaming platform you want. How you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Hell good. Yeah.
We're here to talk about tarantulas and other creepy crawlies.
Awesome, my favorite.
Talk to me about tarantulas.
I'll go ahead. They're super cool animals and they're really misunderstood. I understand a lot of people are really afraid of them. I feel like that's the number one thing people tell me when I tell them I have tarantulas is they're like, oh my gosh, how do you do it? I'm so scared of spiders. I'll kill a spider on sight.
Or go to
your house,
so
I'll set your house on fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's really like they're really misunderstood. They're pretty harmless. Most of them don't have medically significant venom, so a lot of people's fears are kind of like placed out of not really learning about them, so.
How did you guys get into tarantulas?
I somehow got like this like Carolina catalog. It's like a
tarantula catalog?
No, it's like a business for like science teachers and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And I forgot how, but like I somehow ended up with one. And it had, like, a tarantula in it, and, like, I was, like, 8, and, like, I was, like, oh, Mom, I want, like, a tarantula, and so, like, we ordered one off there, but, like...
Off a catalog?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
But, like, since they weren't, like, tarantula breeders or anything like that, they just shipped it in, like, a little plastic box with, like, nothing in it, and it was, like, dead.
Oh, that fucking sucks. Jesus.
So I was, like, 8 years old, and, like, the first thing was, like, a dead tarantula. Oh, and God. Then, like, they, like, sent me another one, and that one was alive. And then that one, like, matured into a male. And the mature males, once they molt, like, they die, like, a year later. So I didn't have him for too long. But then a little later on, I started getting into, like, having more and, like, breeding them and stuff. And I've had them ever since.
Cool.
So kind of similar. I was in my school library, and there was this little... I don't know if you remember. Do you remember zoo books?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
it was kind of like that, but they were from National Geographic, and there was one that had a section for spiders, and I read it, and, like, looked at the pictures, and I thought spiders were so cool, and then there was this one book that had a whole bunch of different kinds of spiders and tarantulas in it, and I would check out that same book over and over again in school, and I would, like, try to draw the tarantulas, you know, as a baby artist then, too. And I always wanted one, but I have family members that are, like, severely arachnophobic, so...
You were, like, negative.
Yeah, they were not going to allow me to have one. There used to be a pet shop close by to my house that I would walk to, and I would look at the tarantulas they did have, which at the time were only, like, 2 different kinds. Like, I know what kind they are now. I didn't know that much about them back then. I always told myself when I was grown up and I had the space for it, I was going to... Get myself a tarantula. I actually got my first one only a little bit over a year ago. So I'm kind of new to the hobby, but I'm not new to, like, learning about them and reading about them and being informed. I just wanted to wait for the right time. I also didn't know that ordering spiders off the internet was a thing, so that kind of, like, ruined my bank account.
Yeah, I wouldn't say, like, I've ever been, like, into tarantulas, but for some reason they never really did, like, scare me.
Right.
You know, I've told you before that, like, growing up, like, my grandma, like, she was never, like, freak out about spiders. She used to tell me that they're good because they, like, eat the bugs that were in the house and stuff like that. So, for me, it was, like, whatever. But I know, like, you know, people are always like, I'm scared of spiders. I'm scared of this. And I always liken it to my scare of frogs and stuff. So, I guess I get it, right? Yeah. And now, Alex, how'd you get into tarantulas?
I haven't. They don't necessarily scare me. I think they're cool, but, like, I don't know about having them crawl on me. It's the one thing.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't, because that's what's cool about them, because you don't even have to hold them.
Yeah, they just do their thing.
It's kind of, like, not even the greatest thing to hold them, because you're a lot more likely to accidentally injure your tarantula than you are to actually be hurt by your tarantula.
Yeah, when I said hold them, that's what I mean, like, they let them do their thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because from what I understand, if you drop them, like, if they fall, like, it's, like, pretty fatal to them.
Yeah, it's
they're pretty fragile,
over.
Yeah, that fucking sucks, dude.
I went to VCA, the dude was, like, because he was, like, asking me about stuff, and I was, like, oh, I keep tarantulas, and he was, like, oh, I did a surgery on a tarantula, and someone's tarantula fell, and the abdomen opened, and he, like, sutured it closed.
What?
Whoa. What? Yeah.
Okay, that's so super interesting. If I have tarantula emergencies, I know who to call. Although, I've also heard of people using cornstarch when that happens, too. Mm-hmm.
And, like, super glue.
Yeah, cornstarch and super glue to kind of, like, heal, like, to cover the wound.
That's some science, bro.
For real.
Jeez. Yeah, no, I don't think I'll ever be able to own one because the wife doesn't like them. Mm. She's scared of them. I don't think it's a thing of not liking them. She just gets freaked out.
Right.
But I don't know. Like, I like seeing, like, spiders and shit like that. And whenever they literally never bother me. It's like, I get a lot around, like, my turtle ponds. And I, you know, if they're in my way, I just, like, grab one of the ends of the web and just move it somewhere else. I'm like, all right, buddy, you're going to go over there now. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do your job over there. So that way the frogs don't come. You can eat all my bugs. Bro, the other day, so the wife tells me, hey, I hear something outside. I think somebody's outside. And I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, we've been getting a lot of weird noises in our place. Where, like, just the other day, like, 2 nights ago, we're laying in bed. We're both on TikTok. And it's, like, 1 a.m. And we're like, all right, I think it's time to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So we both turn off our phones at the same time. And all of a sudden, we hear, bah! On our bathroom, and we, like, at the same time also turn on our flashes, and we just look at each other, and we're like, what the fuck was that? So anywho, so because of things like that, she's like, yo, there's somebody outside, I'm scared. So I go, I open the door, nobody's out there, but as I look to this side of the door,
a tarantula.
No, there's a fucking frog next to my face. I'm like, oh my god, I was on a phone meeting and stuff like that, and dude, I fucking flipped the fuck out. Like, nah, frogs.
He just launched himself onto the door.
No. If he would have jumped, or if he would have moved, I would have lost my shit.
You would have died.
Yeah, I think I probably would have had to get off that work call and be like, guys, I need to go talk to myself and them.
That's, I found a bit. Cuban tree frog, like, almost the size of my hand, like, on my balcony the other day.
Yeah.
Thick.
Hell yeah, it's a thick boy.
Mm-hmm.
How's the toke? Do you sell the toke right now?
Yeah, that's why I was out there. I was taking pictures of him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He lets you take pictures of him? He doesn't
sometimes.
Like...
Well, I had, like, the headlamp on, so he could only see the light. He couldn't see me.
Got you.
Yeah, so he has, like, a toke,
cool.
A toke gecko that just lives on his house.
It just chills thing?
Yeah, it's been there for, like, 10 years.
Oh, that's,
like,
awesome.
A foot long.
That's really cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
So what kind of tarantulas do you guys keep now?
I have a lot of, like, old world stuff, so, like, baboons and, like, ornamental tarantulas. I have a bunch of red knee tarantulas just because, like, I like them. And, like, a lot of people that, like, give them up usually have, like, red knees.
Right.
And so I usually end
up. Is that, like, the most common kind of thing?
It's, like,
keep?
The poster tarantula. It's, like, usually, like, what you see, like,
yeah,
on front,
like,
of books and stuff like
the
that.
The Animal Crossing tarantula, for
yeah.
example,
mm-hmm.
is a red knee tarantula. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're really cool to have. I only keep New Worlds right now. I don't have any Old Worlds yet. I'm waiting to have the space. I have dogs, so I don't want an Old World to escape me.
Yeah, too. Well, what's the difference between the two?
So New Worlds are from North, South, Central America. Old Worlds are like Australia, Asia, and Africa. Usually the ones that are from Australia and usually the Old Worlds are a lot more venomous. It's not to the point where it's going to kill you, it's just more painful usually.
Okay.
Mainly because they don't have urticating hairs, which the New Worlds do. Urticating hairs are the little micro hairs on their abdomen that they can kind of, like, kick off.
Yeah,
if it
yeah,
lands
yeah.
on you, it's, like, itchy, like fiberglass.
Yeah, I remember one time at the shop, I think you guys were setting them up, and I was out there, and I was like, dude, why am I so itchy? Fuck. And you're like, yeah, it's because of the tarantulas. I was like,
yeah.
Fucking damn it, bro.
Yeah, Goliath got loose, like, in the display case.
Yeah.
It was just, like,
no,
kicking hairs
they
everywhere.
They have the worst. They have level 10 urticating hairs.
Yeah.
So.
It wasn't a great time.
If you look at them, like, under a microscope, it's, like... barbs on barbs on barbs.
Yeah.
Like, you remember the SpongeBob episode? Where
yeah.
Like, I got muscles on my eyeballs.
Yeah. Dude, thank God for SpongeBob.
So it's really itchy like that, like fiberglass, how, like, when it gets on you?
Yeah, and people gotta be careful too, because you can get it in your nose and your eyes even. You can breathe it in, and then it's all
in
your throat.
I haven't dealt with the tarantula hairs, but a fiberglass, so if it's like that, it's...
Yeah. I've been lucky so far. They haven't affected me, like, too bad. I've definitely, so I have a Brachypelma amelia. I think that it's Mexican painted leg.
I think so.
I think that's the one, yeah. She kicks basically, like, every time I even think about her. No, not really. But she, like, kicks, like, all the time.
Yeah.
So, it sucks, but...
A lot of the stuff in, like, Brachypelma are usually, like, heavy hair kickers.
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah, like yeah, all the Mexican red knee, flame knee, fire leg, painted yeah, leg, all that stuff. Yeah.
Stanky leg.
Stanky leg.
That's what I'm going to name my next one.
Really?
Yeah, I'm literally going to do it, yeah.
I support that. So what do these guys eat? What are they eating?
Usually like crickets, roaches,
hornworm,
caterpillars, lots of invertebrates, yeah.
Okay.
There's like hearsay on like feeding them mice and stuff because of the calcium that it could cause like molting problems, but they're, since their exoskeletons made more of like chitin, don't really know whether or not it like affects that. No one's really done like the experimentation to like know for sure. It's just kind of like erring on the side of caution.
Okay. Do they recognize you?
No, their eyesight's pretty like basic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, to my understanding, they can see what it's red light is what they can see the best, or is it blue light?
I would think like probably like red light and like just like shadows and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, do you guys keep any kind of anything else other than tarantulas that's like, I guess, arachnid or bug-like?
I have a six-eyed sand spider. So those are, they're supposed to be more venomous than a brown recluse, but yeah, their fangs are kind of like small, so they can't really like bite you too much or something like that.
Okay.
But it's the ones that you see like on YouTube where they dig in the sand and cover their heads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Awesome. I don't have any yet. Still working on my tarantula collection. I really do want to start keeping old world species, but okay, little by little, I'm trying not to go too crazy. I went from having one to having like 13. So
I mean,
yeah, that, that's exactly how this happened.
All came started with one.
Yeah, I mean, you breed. I don't have an excuse. It's so harder.
When was the last time you were here? How many years ago, you think?
2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah, something like that.
So I was asking, I was like, hey, like the last time that you were here, where were we? And he's like, bro, the last time I was here, they were in a closet. I had one rack in a closet.
Oh, wow.
So 3 years and then, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's how the hobby is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys, because I don't work there anymore, but mm-hmm, do you guys still get, like, black widows and stuff like that on the cricket?
I don't know. I don't even work at the shop anymore. I'm just solely at the warehouse.
Ah, okay. Because yeah, I know that we used to get, if not, like, every shipment, but it was, like, very common that, like,
mm-hmm.
How does that happen, you think?
They probably just have, like, an infestation over at the farm.
Yeah.
That, like, because, like, black widows, like, you can't really get rid of them if they're, like, local there.
Okay.
Also, since they're breeding, like, invertebrates, if you were to, like, gas for them, you're going to gas your entire stock.
Yeah. Because
all those crickets will die.
So you just can't do
anything. Yeah. And then the black widows are basically living off of all those crickets.
Well, it happened to me once. I had, like, a... For my job, for like the past 6 years, I've been doing inspections on cars, like different places.
Mm-hmm.
And one time I popped open a hood and all I see is just like at least like, bro, like two, three hundred friggin' black widows. I think mm-hmm. they were all dead, but I was like, I am not going anywhere near that car. Like, screw that.
My uncle used to own like an automotive place and they called me because like the same reason. And they're like, oh, we have a bunch of black widows. You want to catch them? I was like, sure.
Then when that happened, I was like, what the...
Do you think they have, like, an affinity to, like, that kind of environment that a car would have?
Maybe, because it's, like, kind of, like, intricate
dark
and, like,
closed.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice little hiding spaces. Yeah. Like, yeah, inside, it's pretty dark.
Yeah.
I actually had an infestation of, I don't know if it's called an infestation, because they weren't really that much of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow sack spiders in my old car.
Okay.
They would come and go. Like, I would notice during the summer, I would see, like, a lot more of them. But they're harmless, so.
Interesting.
It was whatever.
Cool.
Nobody wanted to ride for me.
are they like are tarantulas partial to any kind of temperatures? Like, do they feel temperatures the same way?
Yeah, I mean, like, they don't like it too cold. The warmer they are usually, the faster they grow. So if you keep them like 75 to 80, they're gonna grow faster than a tarantula that's kept like 70 to 65 in a sense.
Okay.
They're a lot more partial to, like, humidity, I would think. Some don't have, like, so for their lungs, they're more, like, external almost. Like, if you flip them over and look on their abdomen, there's, like, four white, like, splotches.
And
those are
lungs?
Each book lungs.
Book lungs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the reason they're called book lungs is
because,
they read.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You put Shakespeare next to them and, like, read it for a time. But they have, like, layers, like, pages in them,
okay,
almost.
What the fuck?
But some of them don't have like this like waxy layer over them, so they're more prone to drying out, like the Goliath bird eaters and things in like Pamphobetus and Megaphobema. So they're more rely on like humidity. They're like in a lot more tropical areas.
Okay.
So that's why they're able to have the lungs more exposed, because they don't dry out. But if you take them and put them inside in your house, it's a lot drier. It's not the Amazon rainforest in your house, so they're going to dry out a lot quicker.
You got to put like a misting system and stuff like that?
No, you usually have like a limited ventilation.
Hmm.
And then you oversaturate the soil maybe like once a week or so.
Okay. Like overfilling the water dish. Or,
mm-hmm.
And sometimes the moisture, they'll have a really hard time molting. So okay. It causes complications when it comes to molting time, basically. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
How do they drink water?
Like a Slurpee, almost like, yeah. Kind of like a crab. Uh-huh. Just like filter it
they
through
just
there.
Kind of like go over it and then they do their thing. Mm-hmm. You'll see them sometimes at their water dish. It's super cute.
Yeah.
There, people before used to think that you had to give them water through a sponge, which is not true, because they thought that like a tarantula could drown in their water dish, but apparently that doesn't really happen. So it's better to just feed them or give them water with a water dish. The sponge harbors bacteria and stuff and mold, which is not good for them. So.
Same with like the Cricut pillows, or if you put like paper towel and stuff, like just straight water is like the best.
Okay.
Can they get sick? Can they get like ailments and shit?
There's DKS, which is dyskinetic syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if you like spray too many like perfumes or like candles and stuff in the area, they'll like kind of like get sick from that, and their bodies just like wig out, basically.
Yeah, it's like essential oils will do that too, especially citrus-based essential oils. Lemon oil is apparently really, really bad to have around them.
And there's also nematodes, which is basically like worms for tarantulas.
Like a parasite.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
So if they get too many of those, you actually see them like coming out of their mouth. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, they basically will kind of like harden around the mouth, and it won't allow them to really like eat. Sometimes it'll even get like over their fangs and stuff like that. It's really sad.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Is it very common for like a tarantula to get sick, or is it like very rare?
Not really, because it's very easy to kind of like take care of them. So you really have to kind of like almost neglect them for them to get sick.
Okay.
You haven't bred before the
no.
tarantulas?
I was going to, but it didn't work out.
Yeah, and then you have.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain the process? Is it like per species, like different ways, or is it just one for all?
It's usually pretty textbook for all of them.
Mm-hmm.
What I usually do is I get the male, I put him in a smaller enclosure, I put that inside of the female's enclosure, and they kind of get familiar with each other for like a few weeks, and then I just fatten up the female as much as I can.
Okay.
And then when she stops refusing food, that's usually when she's ready to mate as well. And then the males will also make a sperm web. So they make like a little hammock, they go underneath, and they put their sperm in the web, and then they suck it up with their pedipalps that have like spurs in
the
them.
The female suck it up, you're saying?
No,
the
males
suck it
males.
Up.
Males
so they have to...
Do the web, the
mm-hmm.
hammock thing, put the sperm in the web,
mm-hmm.
and then suck the sperm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
Alright.
So okay, then from there, after they suck their own... sperm.
Then they practically like
you were talking about that last week with David.
Oh, bro, I don't know if we can get that R-rated.
We can
no,
talk about
okay.
it after.
Yeah, we'll tell you guys that.
HSR Exotics after hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Only webs.
Only webs.
So, only things.
Yeah,
only
there
things.
You go.
Oh wow. Okay, so they drink their sperm or
uh-huh.
suck their sperm.
Okay. So, the males, once they mature, they develop pedipalp spurs.
Okay.
And that's what they use to take in the sperm. And then they basically fist that into the female's furrow, and that's how she gets pregnant.
That's hardcore, bro.
And then he has to kind of, like, dart off, like, afterwards.
Damn!
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. And then what's the...
Sounds like a Tinder date.
okay. So female gets pregnant, or is it pregnant because it's eggs, right?
Gravid, pregnant, yeah.
Okay.
And then she keeps the eggs? She lays them?
It usually takes about 60 days. She lays the egg sac, and then you can either, like, cover the cage in pantyhose, tie it up, and let them hatch, or...
So they don't get out and stuff.
Yeah, or pull the egg sac. And then you basically cut it. But you actually want to wait like a couple months before you do that, just so you can have the babies develop with her a little more. And so once you have them develop more, you pull the egg sac, cut it open. You can get a big Tupperware with like a smaller Tupperware inside. Fill the smaller Tupperware with water, put pantyhose over that smaller Tupperware, and lay the eggs out over that. And then the water underneath keeps them hydrated until they molt. They become, their stages are eggs with legs, first instar, second instar. Second instar is when they actually look like tarantulas.
Okay.
Yeah, before that they kind of look like ticks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
How do you get, how do you get the eggs from the female?
Carefully. usually I feed her and like kind of do like an even trade.
I'll give you this, you give me those.
Yeah.
Okay, how many eggs can they have? I'm assuming that's per species.
Yeah, that's per species.
Okay.
There's ones like, most of them usually have about like 200 or so, but there's a Lacedora peribana, which is salmon pink bird eaters that have about 1,000 eggs at once.
Dang.
Yeah.
Are they better in a small enclosure versus a big enclosure, you think?
In
between, maybe.
Yeah.
You don't want it to be so big that they have to really actively go out and look for their prey. Mm. You want their prey to be easily accessible to them. But you also don't want it too small. You want them to have space and feel like you're in their natural environment. The best that you can replicate their natural environment, the better they're going to be. So.
Do you think you can keep them with other species of, like, animals or anything like that?
So there is one species of tarantula that lives communally with frogs. Little tiny, tiny frogs.
There you go. That's like your dream, bro.
I can't win. Yeah, so do you know what kind of frogs?
I think they're in the genus or in the family Pipidae. It's either that or... No, I think it's Microhylidae. They're like very small.
Same.
And they probably feed off of like springtails and like other stuff that goes into the tarantula burrows that are attracted to the bolluses. So bolluses are like the leftover from food, basically, like crunched up, dehydrated like balls of crickets and stuff like that. That's basically what their food looks like afterwards.
Because do they not eat the whole thing?
No, they kind of just like dehydrate all the fluids and then leave the husk like to the side.
So, are you still breeding them?
I have the Monocentris balfouri kind of set up to breed, but I just haven't had the time to pair them up yet. So, I do want to set up like a commune with them, but I have to like figure that out before I do that, just so I'll be like prepared.
Yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Are you getting convinced to breed, or are you still...
I'm still kind of on the fence. So I actually had my first tarantula death, sadly. He was a mature male. And I took it kind of hard because he was a Brazilian blue tarantula, Pisazamai, and he had a really spicy attitude. And he was a challenge, and I loved him a lot. But I took it pretty hard when he passed. So I'm going to kind of like think about it a little bit more. I definitely want to wait until I have more space, so I have, like, a real space to dedicate to that if I decide to do that. But more than likely, I'll do it once or twice at least to have the experience of doing it, so.
Okay.
But all right, guys, this was fun. This was Bugsy and Tarantula-y.
Yes.
Yes, it was. Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. All right,
now I'm going to unleash my tarantulas, and you have to find them.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
All right, guys, well, this was Reptiles With.
Later.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to follow us at HSR_exotics and on Facebook as Half Shell Ranch. If you're listening and want to watch, you can check us out on YouTube as HSR Exotics. If you're watching and want to listen, make sure to check the description to see what streaming platforms we're on. This was Reptiles With, a podcast by HSR Exotics.